This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In East Helena, Montana, a recent meeting on the former Asarco smelting site in East Helena said that cleanup efforts continue to make progress and large housing projects are proposed for the area, but the hauling of slag off the site to a new home in South Korea has stopped. Cynthia Brooks, managing principal for the Montana Environmental Trust Group, says that the South Korean zinc smelter has ended its contract with Metallica Commodities Corporation of White Plains, New York, which was shipping the lead smelting slag by rail from East Helena to Canada and then on to South Korea. Korea Zinc Company Limited is the largest zinc smelting facility in the world. Slag is the glass-like byproduct left over after a metal has been smelted. Once the smelting has been completed and more zinc has been recovered from the slag, the leftover material goes into cement manufacturing. The South Korean smelter wanted 20,000 tons of slag a month. Metallica was only able to ship 5,300 tons a month. Brooks said, "This project, a complete recycling project, has been plagued with all manner of issues," she said, adding that it was launched in the middle of the global pandemic. She said supply chain waiver and railcar issues have made it difficult to deliver, and that was coupled with a longshoreman strike in Canada over the summer. Brooks said, "The biggest challenge has been, how do you get the material into rail cars that can be easily loaded in East Helena, Montana, and easily unloaded in Canada? There is still 130 tons of crushed slag on the site now, and it's unfeasible to get the material out." The capping and covering of the slag pile is to be the last major corrective measure at the site, but owners have not yet determined whether to proceed with more slag removal or to do grading and capping. The goal was to remove 2 million tons of unfumed slag, which is the primary remaining source of selenium leaching into groundwater. The American Smelting and Refining Company, or ASARCO, lead smelter, which operated from 1888 to 2001, processed 70,000 tons of lead bullion a year. Contamination, including arsenic and selenium in soils at the site, caused groundwater plumes and levels exceeding safe drinking water standards. In 1984, the EPA declared East Helena a Superfund cleanup site. The smelter closed in 2001, and after later declaring bankruptcy, ASARCO put $96 million into a trust. Currently, the arsenic plume and selenium plumes are still poisoning East Helena soils and groundwater, but the plume sizes are decreasing slowly. After cleanup, some of the property has been donated, such as 50 acres to East Helena Public Schools to be used for Prickly Pear Elementary School, and some land sold for developments. So far, former ASARCO land has been used for two schools, 300 homes, a 26,000-square-foot commercial center, an 8-mile trail system, and a new rodeo arena. Some of the property near the railroad tracks and Highway 12 is zoned industrial, where warehouses and distribution centers will be located. A new partnership between the U.S. Postal Service's Operation Santa project and Toys R Us is making it easier to brighten the lives of families in need. This year, after Santa letter adopters register online, they can buy toys from a specially curated Toys R Us page. No wrapping or trip to the post office is required. Just a click, said Sheila Holman, the Post Service's Vice President of Marketing. If participants do choose to shop elsewhere, they'll receive a scannable code via email, which they can bring to a post office location to ship their presents. For letter writers to Santa, the U.S. Postal Service is accepting digital versions in addition to handwritten letters. Letters to Santa can be addressed to 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. Last year, nearly 30,000 Santa letters received a response from a generous stranger, a reminder of the power of kindness and connection, says Holman. A note, if you're planning to take part in Operation Santa, December 16th is the deadline for adopting letters and the recommended date for shipping gifts. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.